This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the very final week of early fall, the last week of the hickory, black walnut, and pecan nutting moon, and the second week of the sun in Libra. The hickory, black walnut, and pecan nutting moon entering its final quarter on September 28th. Wanes throughout the period, becoming the new traveling toad and frog moon on October 6th, and it approaches perigee, its most powerful position closest to Earth. Rising before dawn and setting in the evening, this moon passes overhead in the middle of the day, encouraging toads and frogs to consider finding a safe place for the winter. The Orionid meteors fall through Orion every night after midnight under this dark moon, and best viewing should occur before dawn during the first weeks of the month while the crescent moon is still a sliver of light in the sky. Below the daytime stars, spicebush is yellowing as box elder trees are shedding. The toothed leaves of beggar ticks darken overnight. Pods of the eastern burning bush are opening. Hawthorn berries redden. Wild grapes are purple. Milkweed pods burst in windy, rainy afternoons. Streaks of scarlet have appeared on the oaks and shades of pink on the dogwoods. Leaves have turned yellow on most of the soybeans, and they blend right in with the full-blooming goldenrod. The coming radical changes in the foliage, the disappearance of flowers, the morning chill and the lengthening night all combine with the darkening moon, moving closer to Earth to open the door to middle fall. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of middle fall. In the meantime, be good to yourself as the powerful dark moon moves closer to the Earth.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.